We know how devastating, of course, the tourism sector has had to endure the impact of COVID-19. According to Stats South Africa's Tourism 2020 report, foreign arrivals plummeting to a devastating effect by 71% from just over 15.8 million in 2019 to less than 5 million in 2020. And I'm sure we'll see very similar results as far as 2021 is concerned, given, of course, the beta variant, which was predominantly found in South Africa, and the impact of COVID-19's Delta variant, which was originally found in India. South Africa's Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, the Tourism Equity Fund, aims to drive transformation through advancing equitable opportunities in the sector to ensure inclusive economic growth. This move, though, is facing judicial scrutiny. Opponents to the fund arguing that it is a deviation from the framework of the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Act and that it effectively excludes minority-owned businesses from seeking assistance. Waldo Adams is Executive Director of the Economic Development Solutions, joins me on the line now. Waldo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
Despite the judicial scrutiny that the Tourism Equity Fund is going through, it's important for the sector to really find ways of ensuring that it is inclusive, right? It's the only way we're going to, I suppose, extend or expand the number of, you know, self-employment opportunities for people in the sector and for it to maximize the benefit from any opportunities that tourism provides South Africa.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we need to, at this point, to be focusing on one sector or one group, population group only, whilst trying to grow the sector in these COVID times. It's not the way to go. You know, I believe we need to involve everybody from all sectors, from all walks of life, to really give one massive push, because our numbers, our tourism numbers have been decimated. You know, so we can't focus on one particular area and hope that we're going to make a huge impact within the tourism industry.
So how do you propose we go forward, Waldo?
To be fair, I'm also a black business owner, and I definitely support the transformation agenda with the TEF. But I think at this point, this is not the time. You know, we can't be focusing on the TEF whilst the entire industry is in trouble. I think there is a time and a place for it, but not at this moment.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. If there are, I don't know, principal issues, for example, that could be constitutional and otherwise wrong with the TEF fund, why not address it now as opposed to allowing it to be realized only for us to try and undo it once it's already in place?
I think that's why it's in court at the moment, for them to decide whether it's principally correct or not. You know, I wouldn't want to comment too much on that, but I do believe that the courts will probably give a fair solution to the issue at hand.
Let me ask a slightly bolder question then, and I expect, you know, answer as you wish, of course. Do you think there's resistance in the sector for transformation?
I would say there is. There always is. I mean, if people are looking to encroach on your business, you're definitely going to find resistance. You know, so, but the transformation is not so much taking business away from others. It's more to create opportunities for people who never had them before, to own assets of substantial value, which is what the TEF is all about.
But as you said, that's under judicial scrutiny at the moment, and perhaps let's await the outcome of that process before we start commenting on it any further. I imagine, though, it is absolutely true, is it not, that we should not be relying on international tourism, which has been the bedrock, certainly in certain parts of South Africa, as far as tourism benefits are concerned, and that we should be looking for a local and regional tourism sector to try and keep the sector afloat, at least for the next while.
At least for the next while, until international countries relax their travel bans to South Africa. I think the focus needs to be inward at this point. You know, our travel products need to look at themselves, look at their models, try and make themselves more attractive to domestic tourists. Because even our local tourists aren't traveling that much anymore. You know, COVID is really a scary prospect, and people are staying home. They don't want to get out there. But a lot needs to be done locally to try and stimulate the local tourism and regional tourism market, as you well mentioned, from our African neighbors.
Are you excited as a player in the sector that we are innovating, I suppose, in that space and coming up with experiences that will at least try to attract an African millennial who's sitting in Cape Town to, I don't know, visiting KwaZulu-Natal, for example, or parts of the Northern Cape that I would not ordinarily visit, because in any other year, those experiences would have been very, very expensive because they are targeted towards a German tourist, a UK tourist. Whereas I'm sitting here, I'm yearning to go visit somewhere, and I need to be enticed to go and visit a part of South Africa that I have never thought of visiting before.
To be honest, I don't think there's enough done in that sector yet. I don't think local marketing has achieved the points or the heights it should have. So it might be difficult for you sitting in Cape Town to be aware of a little guest house on the banks of the Orange River in the Northern Cape that will, you know, attract you. I think a lot more can be done from a marketing perspective by our relevant role players in the tourism market in South Africa.
Yeah. Waldo, thank you very much indeed for your insights and for waking up early this Tuesday morning. Waldo Adams is Executive Director of Economic Development Solutions.